Lester Miller, Mr. Woodward, Sonny Mowers.
Top story at 7:35 from the WQXR newsroom. At the request of Mayor Beam, the New York Board of Health has declared a citywide emergency because of the dwindling supplies of natural gas. News headlines from the New York City Ballet. Tomorrow at 2 at the New York State Theater, and evening's waltzes to music of Prokofiev. They burn's episodes, Debussy's Afternoon of Fawn, and Ravel's In G Major.
And to the police departments in the area to see what the situation
and now,
is.
Now, where the music came from. Comments about music from Finn Air. I'm Duncan Burnett. Of all Finland's great musical figures, perhaps the most poignant is Heikki Suolahti. Like Mozart, he showed amazing talent as a very young boy and threw his energies into writing concertos, a ballet, an opera, and his best-known work, the Sinfonia Piccola, Little Symphony. But his heartfelt music promised the greatness that was not to be. For Suolahti died in 1936.
I don't know for what reason. I don't know anything about
still,
it.
Still, his music evoked the true spirit of Finland. Indeed,
give me some confirmation on that. I tried to get through up to him.
You can experience on a Finn Air tour, such as highlights of Scandinavia.
The best to try and get through to us, we would appreciate it. Get back to Scandinavia. Let people know what the situation is exactly at this time. We do have a phone line open, so they can give us a call right now, and we'll take the information down from them. And I'd also appreciate a call from somebody up there and let me know what the power situation is, too. That has been fixed up for me. That relates somehow to this problem at the mobile home park. So we've got still quite a few problems and situations we'd like to straighten around, a lot of personal situations, and feel free to call us. That's what we're here for at this time, to help you out, to help the community out, and we're going to hang in at least until 8 o'clock tonight, and maybe after that, too. We're going to have to just wait and see how the situation stacks up. And it's getting to the point, I said this before, where we thought most people would be off the roads, but we have seen lights now and again go up and down the 4th Section Road, just down our long driveway away from us. So people are still attempting to be on the road. A while back, I saw an ambulance and I believe some sort of other emergency vehicle on the 4th Section Road. We'll check into that. We've got a couple things going, so we have to keep our eyes up with it. Well, I'm going to hang around for a while, and I think we'll be on here at least until 8 o'clock and probably sometime after that as well.
Okay, Ron, thanks a lot. I'll let you get back to work. I'd like to run down some of these, all these personals that we have gotten in again. People looking for friends and relatives. Judy Christopher, your family, I guess, would appreciate a call at 589-9573. To let everyone know that you're all right. Now, folks, in calling in these personals, if people have called you back or they are okay and they're safe, please give us a call back so we can tell our listeners and we can cancel off so we don't keep repeating it. Also, Charlene Ellison left home now over 6 hours ago, and she hasn't been heard of since. If you're listening or anyone knows where she is, could you please call home? And if anyone knows where Albert Thrissa is, or if he's listening, Persia, okay, thanks. Where Albert Persia is, or if he is listening, could you please call home and let everyone know that you're okay? In addition, Craig Gill left with his truck about 5 hours ago, and his family and friends haven't seen him since. He may be using a CB radio, so if anyone has talked to Snoopy, please tell him to either call Al or call at home. Also, folks are looking for Avis Porter. Avis, or if anyone knows and has seen of Avis lately, could you please call 659-8141. Let's see, what else have we got? Also, if anyone knows the whereabouts of Larry Salvatore, he's been missing since about 12:45 today, could you please have him call, call his parents and Larry if you're listening, call your phone. Shorty Hermans has been missing since 5 o'clock this afternoon, his boss called, and would like anyone who knows Shorty's whereabouts to let him know. But they have facilities to keep him. Also, if he's settled, that's fine. But in any event, please, Shorty, call either your wife or your boss. In addition, a number of people are stuck at Basil's restaurant. Apparently, either they were eating there or due to the tractor-trailer blocking the road. These people are stranded there. These are Hamlin, Kendall area people. Mrs. Robert Porter, Mr. and Mrs. Lester Miller, Mr. Woodward, Sonny Mowers, Mr. Sale, and Helen Babcock. These are all folks stranded at Basil's. They are safe. We're all right. We wanted to pass that message along to their family and friends. Also, a member of the Brockport Ambulance crew is available at the Stage 16 at Brockport State for first aid or treatment of frostbite if it is needed. Call Larry Herman at 395-4558 or apartment 8411. Okay, so if anyone is down by Stage 16 and they're in need of first aid or treatment for frostbite, if you need it, call Larry Herman. The number again is 395-4558. Or he's in apartment 8411. Once again, folks, we'd like to remind you, please give us a call if you're looking for somebody, if you can be of help to anyone. I want to get back, just mention quickly, two snowmobilers are available for your assistance. If you need them, call Bill Rusby at 637-9341. And if you have any information concerning anything or you're missing someone, please feel free to give us a call. Telephone number 637-3930 and 637-3941 and the Orleans County area 638-8141. Okay.
Make sure that's right.
Yep. 8141. 741 BK1560 checking the forecast. Blizzard warning is continuing all through tonight. We're going to get the snow. We're going to get the winds. We're going to get everything that goes along with it all through the night. Things will let up slightly Saturday. 15 to 30 mile an hour winds. Snow is going to continue. Low tonight 5 to 10 below. It is going to be continued cold with flurries again all through the weekend. Once again, if you've got a problem, you're looking for someone, or else you found them, give us a call. 637-3930-638-8141. 44. This time.